Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind, out of your mind, out of your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, you are probably listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for you on the internets 24-7 at crabdiving.com/live, or you've downloaded us as a podcast, possibly at iTunes, possibly at Stitcher, or at one of the various places you can go, like crabdiving.com, where you can find us and all the other great entertainment here on the network. Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging some e-turds at the right, with a very special guest coming into studio.
Oh, yes.
When he gets here.
All right.
It's Cliff Cash, a very funny comedian.
Yes, Southerner.
We'll be here to give us a little bit of maybe the perspective of what's going on in the South.
I tell you what, he's caught in traffic somewhere.
Yeah, he's experiencing L.A. in the best way. Yep.
Right. Evil.
Right in the traffic hole.
God, the people and the machines in this city are equally evil. Can you imagine? Good fucking God.
Well, the people are operating the machines.
Yeah, it's evil. It's just like coursing with evilness.
So, you know, and they've got those giant SUVs or those giant giant Ford monster trucks,
right,
that have never seen dust, let alone off-roading. But, you know, they got to have the biggest, giantest urban assault vehicle.
I'll tell you what, if starving people in Mogadishu got a look at the fucking money that's in Hollywood, they would come over here and kill us all.
Well, I think they...
Maybe.
I think they know what's going on. They just don't have the means to come over here and kill us all.
Yeah, they're right. Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth.
thanks for joining us. Like I said, you can tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, at crabdiving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page. Join in the convo there. Like the page, please. And like I said, jump in, all kinds of stuff. We talk about, we put down stories that we talk about here and shit that we don't talk about here, and memes and charts and facts and shit, and the occasional uncivil insult.
All right. Maybe. We also have anecdotes.
And we have anecdotes.
Personal anecdotes.
Come touch our anecdotes, everybody.
Yes.
Fondle our anecdotes.
Ooh.
Crabdiving.com/crabdiving. Good God.
Talk about fondling. That sounds so GOP of you.
I was bleeding into the Amazon promo, which is crabdiving.com/Amazon. And you can help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Whatever you buy there, we get a little nibble, little touch.
Tuck.
I can't fucking talk. I'm all stuffed up. I still have
this
nasal
sucks,
kind
man.
Of thing going on. I have a dentist appointment tomorrow, which just not looking fucking forward to. So everything's going to be fun.
We shall pray to a non-existent God for you, for your appointment.
For my dentist appointment.
Yeah, I'm praying to Aquaman.
Hope they stab me full of pain stuff that gets rid of the pain before they do anything.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of shit going on in the world. Trump be talking.
Ooh.
Other people be talking about Trump.
What be Trump talking about?
And everything but Russia, everything but... I think he's still maybe... I don't know when we last heard from him about this Obama wiretap thing, but, you know, on Fucker Carlson...
Fucker.
Last night, was it? Or 2 nights ago, he said, well, you just wait. You know, there's...
Right.
I think there's going to be things coming out in the next couple of weeks.
Did Fucker blow him? or no?
Not on camera. I think, you know, where I know where this is going to go. It's going to be him. They're going to find out that it was a sweep. They were listening to the Russians. They were sniffing the Russians' holes. and who got caught up in the sniffing?
Oh, yeah.
But some Flynns or some Manaforts or some, what's Sessions. That other dude's name? Sessions.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions. Sessions.
And the third.
Ooh.
There were two before him.
If I ain't wide enough, this'll do it. The third. He's the third one.
But I think Trump is, they're going to find out that that's how they got caught up, but it wasn't Trump Tower being surveilled.
Yes.
Or tapped with two P's.
Ooh.
Well, tapped does have two P's, but wiretap has one P.
He spelled it wrong.
He said it was a tap on Trump Tower and he spelled it T-A-P-P.
Well, you know, man, fuck, what an idiot.
details.
But it was a tweet. He misspelled it in a tweet, right? Isn't that correct?
Yeah. He blew a character.
He blew a character?
Not like at Disney or something. He went to Disneyland and got on his knees in front of Dopey.
That's, God, that hey, you want to get people out to Disney? Blow whoever you want. Blow your favorite Disney character.
And as I'm blowing my nose, I apologize. Oh, yes. Making horking noises over
blow
here.
Blow them all.
Yes.
Yeah. But don't, when you tweet and you spell something wrong on a smartphone or a computer, I always get a little red squiggly
red
line.
Red squiggle.
And it tells me I need to, you just click on
it. I'm not listening to your forced government.
Oh yeah.
Big God. Brother, Facebook. I'm not trusting.
I put a story up, talking about Big Brother. I put a story up that about a vibrator. Mm-hmm. That was tracking the masturbatory habits of women
that
use this thing.
Yeah, it was a smart vibrator. but it's one like you could... It's one of those things... We talked about the male version, too, which is where you plug into the internet and you watch the porn, and then whatever the weird devices you have enveloping your schlongage is moving whatever it does along to the movie. So maybe that's the kind of thing. And then they would maybe track, like, I don't know, man.
It was a weird
dildo mileage,
insert.
Though. I mean, shit.
You want to hear my joke? Is this how Schittler... No. I fucked it up. Oh. Is this how Obama surveilled Schittler? Oh, with a sex toy.
Some sex toy.
I got a pair of... I got smart Benoit balls.
I think Trump just has, like, fake hands he puts on.
Oh, really? Is he not?
Make him look bigger.
Oh, yeah. Does he have...
Hand extenders.
He has hand extenders.
Yeah.
How does he match him to his orange skin tone? That's the trick.
They're custom made, of course. Or maybe he turns himself orange to match the hand extensions.
Holy shit, I never thought of that.
There you go.
Wow.
Who knows? Could be the globalist.
Were you there?
It's a globalist.
Fuck you.
We can see what's going on in the headlines. We're waiting for Cliff to roll in here. He's stuck on...
I think he's literally rolling. He's on a street called La Brea. And to quote him, it's fucking awful.
La Brea's awful? Which part?
Yeah. All of it.
Yeah, La Brea off the 10's kind of awful.
They're like a fuckhead on these streets, man.
LA traffic be sucking.
Oh, it's so fucking horrible.
All the time. Thanks, car industry.
Yeah, right? Infrastructure. What other fucking major city on this planet?
Wasn't that our story here that we had a great? We had
like, oh yeah, we had street wonderful cars, street cars, trains,
all
a
kinds
whole
of
system.
Shit. And then Ford. Was it Ford? Was it
yeah. Ford ripped them up?
Ford was like, "Fuck that! You guys need cars.
We need to get these street cars out of the way so we can build this highway system."
Yeah.
Now here we are with this highway system. It's more like it's a glorified fucking parking
That's horrible.
Lot. And, you know, they got these, you know what's really evil about Los Angeles? They have these carpool lanes. However, they're not carpool lanes anymore. They're luxury lanes or whatever they call them. You pay extra.
That is some bullshit.
To drive with.
They're 1% ass fuck lanes, they should call them, because, that's some bullshit.
They used to have it in Russia years ago. In the Cold War, they would have a.
Poor people can't afford it.
A lane down the middle of the street with less traffic that you could drive through. If you're an oligarch.
Gross. So gross.
Yeah, man.
It's going down the tubers.
Fuck you.
It's going down the tubers.
I got your tuber.
Over. Oh, no, I didn't even do the Sarah Palin thing yet before we talk about what's going on with the HuffPo and the Drudgery Po.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, March the 16th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. St. Patrick's Day every day for me.
Yes. Congratulations.
It's my name.
What are your people most proud of? Because it's a celebration of your culture,
what are
right?
What people most proud of?
Yeah, the Irish people.
Jameson?
Whiskey? Booze. What about your religious dedication and your dedication to the Catholic Church, an organization that molests
there
children?
There is some of that.
There's that.
There's also some, you know, bombings and shit that went on in the name of said church, allegedly. Oh,
yeah. And these are negative things, but what's a positive
thing? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, a woman died last year because they wouldn't let her have an abortion.
So you saved the fetus.
No.
No, the fetus actually died.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. Where's the reasoning in that?
I think even Ireland has seen the light after that, because that was an international news story.
Well, listen, women are incubators.
Right.
Whatever.
Over at the commie, Pinko, liberal, Huffington Post.
Eat my dick.
I know what this is about. It's a photograph of Don the Con, our POTUS, our president of the United States, at some, looks like it was when he did that rally on the, on that aircraft carrier. It looks like an older picture because he's wearing a MAGA hat.
MAGA.
Make America great again.
Yay.
And it's the headline. This has to be about the ridiculous budget they vomited out. Plowshares to swords.
Plow this, baby.
President Trump done presented.
Yes.
His first.
Did he present starfish or what is this? Are you talking about his budget?
His first budget proposal, declaring what they're saying is dramatic philosophical shift in public spending priorities. Simply, Trump's going to take $54 billion, which currently goes to help the poor. Currently goes towards scientific research.
Yes.
Currently goes towards shit like environmental protection.
God damn it.
And he's going to use that to help build up our military and build his cunting wall.
Let me ask you something. If I'm a starving person and I don't have Meals on Wheels anymore, can I eat a tank?
I would think no.
Can I eat a helicopter?
Yeah, I think unless they're made out of marzipan. No.
What good is having all this shit if everybody's starving? That I never understand that.
What are you going to defend?
Yeah, a bunch of starving people? Right? I mean, really?
Nobody's going to be here. They're all going to be having them be dead.
Do you think it's odd that the GOP, they don't tie national security to, like, social stability? And people having enough food. I mean, doesn't it make us unstable to have so many poor people in the country?
They think more important is to have more missiles. Like, we already don't have the biggest fucking military in the whole goddamn world.
I just saw a meme explaining that point you just made. We've got more tanks, more boats, more everything.
A gazillion times over.
We got a bigger military dick than anybody. But it's not big enough.
Yeah, and spend more every year. It's not like...
Oh, it's
we spend more than other countries do by multiples of a lot.
Why don't we stop? What is
because the Republicans are scaring the ninnies.
The GOP, they say, listen, we're vulnerable. Our military's weak. We need to spend more on the military, which means we can't have Grover on Sesame Street anymore.
Well, and that pisses off the generals. Remember, the generals with Obama were pissed off because he was with Trump still running around saying it's our military's depleted. We're depleted. It's not fucking depleted. Yeah. If maybe there are fewer, like Obama said, that amazing retort.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We have fewer horses and bayonets, Governor. something like that. Right. We may have a couple fewer attack boats, but we have drones. We don't need an attack boat.
We got fucking drones.
When we can send a little drone over the water and take out their fucking boats.
All day, baby.
A lot faster than our attack boats.
We got
would.
Remote control shit piloted by some right. guy in a fucking office cubicle.
And maybe our massive nuclear arsenal needs a little updating.
Yeah, so it doesn't like leak.
Which is,
right?
I'm all for.
Yes.
I'd rather not have it fall over in the silo.
Oh, yeah.
But more? Trump's talking about we need more. We need to build up our nuclear arsenal.
What are we going to do with all this shit?
I don't know.
I mean, really? I mean, unless...
It makes no sense.
I mean, unless he's really planning on a war with China or North Korea or maybe fucking Iran.
We're still not going to run out. We have 150 times enough to blow up the whole planet.
Do you think we would win?
Something like that. Some ridiculous number.
Is there a possibility?
What do you win?
I fucking don't know. If nobody wins dick.
Right. If nukes start flying around,
ooh,
and enough start flying around, right, we get that whole nuclear winner thing.
Nuclear.
We all are fucked.
Fuck you.
Listen, are we looking at a World War III starring bad guys? Well, I get maybe us. To some people, we are the bad guys.
Oh, we have China. Been for a while, yeah.
China, North Korea, Iran. Are we fighting those guys all at once? I mean, is it an all-holes-filled situation we're looking at?
I don't know.
Nervous.
Did you see Ann Coulter said we should be sister countries with Russia?
What does that even fucking mean?
I don't know.
Sister countries.
What? Do each other's hair?
No, we let whoever's running for president go scissor with him. What?
Isn't that what little kids do? They do each other's hair.
Yes. You're going to do Putin's hair?
The Meals on Wheels Foundation.
Yes.
Said that they're getting cut by 17.9%. Meals on Wheels.
17.9 fucking percent. Out of their whole budget.
Yes.
And we're building it. Don't you want to know, like, how many tanks you would have to not build to make up for that money on Meals on Wheels?
Two. Probably. Two. Probably a couple, right? These tanks are like millions each.
The idea...
And the planes are worse.
The military is supposed to keep us safe,
yeah,
which you could say alive, right?
Okay.
So how is that tank going to prevent the person who's not getting their meals from Meals on Wheels from being hungry and starving to death?
I
don't
understand. It's eugenics on the part of the Republicans and the conservatives. They don't. Let the poor die, basically. Let the sick die if they can't afford. That's poor. If you're poor, you don't deserve to have health care. You should die.
Oh, why don't?
Is basically what Paul Ryan is saying.
But Paul Ryan's saying you have the opportunity.
I have the opportunity right now to buy a Lamborghini.
Oh, yes. As do I.
I don't have the money.
Right.
I have access to it. I ain't got that kind of money.
So fucking nut up, pussy. Just and go make it happen, right?
Didn't he say get a second job to pay for your health care?
Why don't you take the money that you make from one of your jobs and buy health care with it?
A guy who works
that's what he said.
170 days a year.
You think the
or
guy...
Less. Yeah.
God, that is mind-blowing, man. It's like, you think, you know, the train stop near where we live on the Red Line in Los Angeles... I often see people getting off that red line, carrying a bicycle on their shoulder, running to a bus, throwing the bus on the bicycle rack, and getting on the bus. And you know they're going to their second or third shift.
Yeah, wearing like a
fucking day.
Restaurant uniform or something like that, yeah.
So why doesn't that person get another job to buy health care? For what? So when he works his fingers to the bone and he falls over dead?
And that person who actually busts his ass or her ass all day... They're lazy takers, and they should be. Why aren't they going to college and bettering Fuck themselves you. And sitting in a cube in New York and pressing buttons, gambling on nestled derivatives? How does that help?
Oh, yeah.
Society in the least bit, you leech snatch cunt.
Yeah. Why don't you go to college? You get a student loan.
Yeah.
Pay that off. It's like you're paying double fucking rent. What kind of world are they setting up for us? And now all of a sudden we're going to have more boats and more things that explode.
And especially,
so what?
Yeah, and especially if you have kids.
Oh, yeah.
That you have to feed and school. And then they say, well, why don't you go to school? Well, who's going to watch my kids?
Yeah.
Well, then you need to pay for daycare.
I'm going to get a second job.
Get another job to pay for your daycare.
Yeah. And I would bet that a shift on minimum wage, if you're making minimum wage, barely covers a day in daycare. There's no way it wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only solution is to get rid of all our real children and just have fake blow-up kids.
Right.
So you can just have them at night. You can just inflate them and look at them.
A friend of mine has a kid.
Yes.
And a single mother was in the... trying to figure out, was between jobs, getting another job. And she was like, well, but there's like a certain level where you get assistance for daycare that if you start making just a dollar more than that, they take it away from you. So suddenly you're in the position of saying, well, I can't make more than $22,000 a year, or I'm going to have to start paying $20,000 a year in daycare.
Which is insane, right? Because the idea should be that if you are working hard but don't have enough for daycare and healthcare and food and all that shit.
How about some rich people cough up a shekel or two and provide that for everybody?
Right.
Because their companies serve at our behest.
We're back
they
at the
exist
same-
at our behest.
Yeah. We're back at the same thing we come to at this show. Every time. Income inequality.
Yeah.
And so few people have it all.
I think, yeah, that's
but
the
most
root.
Of us have nothing.
That's where Bernie is spot on. Hello. Is that I think that's the root of all of our problems.
We should just go take their shit, man.
All this at each other's throats. I don't think anyone would care fuck all about gay marriage.
Hello.
I don't think anyone would care except for the hardcoreiest zealots.
Oh, yeah.
But I think if people's everyday lives were comfortable enough and their economics were secure and their kids were able to go to school and they had health care, not have to worry about health care and all that shit.
Marriage equality would actually help the fucking economy.
Well, then I don't think they would care as much. I don't think the Republicans would be able to scare them as much.
Right.
Saying they're coming for your guns.
So fucking frustrating.
You know what I mean? Like, they'd be like, hey, who cares?
Guys,
they're not coming for our
guns. If you're listening and you're in a have not and you're, you know, not a one percenter, I mean, we really could all get together and just take their shit. It's really not that hard, right? Just find one guy, one big, scary, strong guy to lead the way, and then the rest of us go in and take the shit, right?
Well, I mean, we still have time to vote away their shit.
I know.
We still have time to
turn
the boot around and fucking start taxing these motherfuckers.
Well, to be fair, we did do that. We voted in that this LA election. 12% of eligible voters turned
That's out. So sad here, yeah.
And then the other election, the presidential election, everybody fucking voted, or a lot of people did, and it didn't fucking matter anyway. Because Uncle Nipples and Trump are spit roasting us. Fuck it.
I believe they also, in Trump's budget, want to get rid of, not cut, funding percentage-wise, zero funding
what are
for
they getting rid of?
The National Endowment of the Arts.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to say Tickle Me Elmo.
And the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Why would you get rid of those? Those evil things?
Because that makes people smarter.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. You put something on Facebook that, like, the Republicans, the last thing they want is a working class people to be smart and informed.
Trump said in a statement, these cuts are sensible and rational. Every agency and department will be driven to achieve greater efficiency and eliminate wasteful spending in carrying out their honorable service to the American people. And then he's handing that money over with zero to the probably the least accountable, least trustworthy group in our budget, that giant bloated defense bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
The $300 toilet seats.
Is there... I just don't understand. I mean, obviously, this is anti-poor people. It's trying to make more people poor, right. This budget.
I mean, it'll never fly.
No.
Which is, you know, these are guidelines. Obama put out budgets, and the Republicans wiped their puckers with them.
Ooh, geez.
And decided that, you know, I mean, so these budgets that everybody throws out, like... even the ones that the Republicans came out with are
right.
You know, I mean, they really need to get voted on and go through all these committees and things. So, you know, this is like Trump's fantasy jerk off novel of a budget.
I mean, does Trump think that poor people find some sort of honor, some sort of privilege in having to go with less? So more people get taxed. Rich people get tax breaks or something? I mean, is it...
Well, there's that weird religious aspect to it, right? Of that work till you drop dead kind of weird thing.
Puritanical.
Yeah.
We hate ourselves. We're like sadists.
Which ties into the parasitic capitalists.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all like, ooh, we can use all the religious people. We're going to work till they drop, and then we can pay them. We don't even have to pay them a minimum wage because they think... that the more they suffer in this life, the better off they're going to be in the next.
Why in the...
we all suffer.
Science fiction.
We all suffer because they're convinced that their suffering is good in this life. Some of these idiots.
Holy shit, man.
Right?
Yeah, dude. So many fucking barriers.
Don't worry if your baby dies. It's going to a better place.
Right.
Without it, if there's no health care.
And by the way, everything that happens between your legs, if you're a woman, I got a fucking say in that because I'm an old white fucking politician.
Right. You can't be trusted with your own vaginas.
Yeah. Hand me those fallopian tubes.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy. Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life tour. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
The late, great Rob Ford, former mayor of Toronto, Canada.
Again, he would have loved him some Trump.
Oh, my God.
Holy fucking shit.
Oh, yeah. They would have probably named him ambassador or something, unofficial. Oh, remember when Trump said, he told Britain they should make Nigel Farage their ambassador to us. That lunatic.
Why does he think the UK wants advice from him?
Because he knows everything better than everybody.
I mean, they did have the Brexit.
He knows better than the generals, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
About what to do.
Stupid.
So the winners in this fantasy ridiculous budget, according to the HuffPo, defense contractors, of course, people who want to chase down and deport immigrants. The budget proposes $314 million. To hire 500 new Border Patrol agents and 1,000 new Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers.
Well, those are jobs.
Those are jobs. And those are jobs for the guys that like to play militia on the weekend. They can go bag and tag some brown people.
So fucked up. What are they going to... Let me understand this. They're going to build a wall that you can't get through, but yet you're going to have people manning the wall. Are they standing on top of it with guns?
Are they going to have people manning the wall?
I mean, that's what it sounds like. Why the fuck else would they be hiring all these border security motherfuckers?
I don't know.
I mean, isn't
every other
river?
Sane person says you don't need, even Mitch McConnell
Mitch the
says,
bitch.
You know, there are drones and things you can do. You don't need a big fence in every single area. Some places that works or some places that doesn't work.
Well, I mean, what if you just open the border?
Yeah.
What if you just opened it and had some, I don't know what the process would be for getting in, but I mean, are we catching a lot of terrorists coming in through Mexico?
Not in the real world, but if you listen to right-wing media, apparently, they're finding, you know, secret mosques built somewhere near El Paso.
Oh, yes. Can you imagine?
Out of rocks out in the desert.
How much is that wall going to cost? Billions?
Yeah.
Shit tons?
And all
that money is going to be... It's going to be spent, and none of it's based in, like, reality.
Right.
So much of his policy, much of his budget is based in bullshit. Fucking insane.
He wants to give the Department of Homeland Security an additional $2.6 billion. Remember, wants to take away the National Endowment of the Arts, wants to take away, we're coming up on what he's going to take away from poor people, but wants to give $2.6 billion to the plan, design, and construction of a physical wall along the southern border. Even though everybody is saying need a physical wall.
Right.
Maybe, whether you agree or not, whether we need better, nastier security in general along the border, that in areas, the best solution is not a wall. And Trump says, no. I promised a big giant wall. We're building a wall. that's how we're being governed right now.
It's insane. Wasn't Pat Buchanan one of the first people to run for president and talk about a fucking wall between here and Mexico?
That sounds like up his alley. Yeah. He finally felt stirring in his loins for years once Trump got elected and started talking about launching brown people out of the country. Pat Buchanan was suddenly like, hey, honey,
ooh,
check this out.
Jeez. I got a boner without the aid of pharmaceuticals. Yeah. Look at me.
Because Trump's right up his wall.
I get it.
Is that intended? Yeah.
I get it, though. Like, if you're an evil politician spin master, dude, and you look at Trump, say, how is Trump going to win over the hearts of these asshole, lunatic, xenophobe dickheads? Wall. Is an easy concept. We're going to put a wall up between you and the brown people.
And Muslim ban.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just don't let them in here no more.
Speaking of, we'll get to that, which is just awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Trump, not happy.
Are you going to boycott Hawaii?
No, are you kidding? It makes it the most attractive American tourist place now.
I was always worried that radiation fallout from Fukushima would fuck up Hawaii. Is that bullshit?
Not yet, I don't think.
How does it do this? Does it just float over there with all the radiation bullshit?
Sure, currents and shit.
Oh, God. That's the worst.
Losers in this horrendous
losers
budget. But I mean, just look at what this budget says about their philosophy. You know what I mean? It's just an awful cliff here.
Cliff Cash, comedian, is downstairs. I'm going to let him in.
Ryan's going to go run Cliff through security and through the metal detector and the prostate exam. And he'll be back up in a second. But the losers in this bullshit budget that Trump and Stein flung forward are, of course, the poor, because one of the things they want to get rid of is the low-income home energy assistance program, which helps a certain number of poor people to, pay off their heating and cooling bills. So fuck them. Open a window in the summer, you lazy takers, and walk around with a blanket around you. That's another Republican solution. They say it's a low impact program is Trump's excuse for getting rid of it. Unable to demonstrate strong performance outcomes. They would also get rid of something called the Community Services Block Grant, which partially funds Meals on Wheels, which we talked about earlier. The Meals on Wheels people have already said, well, we don't know how it's going to impact us, but we're already at, an efficient state. And for Meals on Wheels, it's not like they're wasting money on Meals on Wheels. They're going after workers. They plan on slashing funding for all kinds of Labor Department programs pertaining to worker training and safety. So the last thing we want is well-trained and safe workers. Habitat for Humanity, where Jimmy Carter goes and builds fucking houses in his 90s with cancer while George Bush is painting. Trump's budget saves $35 million by somehow cutting something for Habitat for Humanity. And in the global scheme of things, $35 million is hardly fucking anything at all. It goes after the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, eliminating it. Cuts $403 million in training for health professionals and nursing programs. Cuts the national destroys, makes it go away, the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities, which they say here in the HuffPo has funded all kinds of cool stuff, including Ken Burns' Civil War documentary. And by the way, it's not even a complete budget. They turned in just kind of their wish list. And there's no mentions, it says TBD, basically, of Social Security and Medicare. And it doesn't say anything about SNAP benefits or anything like that. Trump, they said, on the campaign trail, promised not to cut Social Security or Medicare. And one of these Trump dick faces said, I can confirm to you that the president's going to keep the promises he made with regard to those programs. So we'll see.
Yes.
Which means he's going to be, again, at odds.
Right.
With Eddie fucking Munster.
I found comedian Cliff Cash downstairs.
Wandering around outside. Yeah, yeah. Comedian Cliff Cash.
He's been battling L.A. traffic.
Yeah, right off the fucking 10. Welcome.
I appreciate y'all talking about
it.
Oh,
we're
going to
hold on.
There you go.
Now you're on.
I don't appreciate y'all talking bad about Donald.
Oh, are you a Trumpalo?
Guys, look here. I'm just glad we finally got us a Christian in the White House. You know, somebody that's just Christ-like and godly.
Christ did a lot of pussy grabbing.
Oh, yes.
Just a compassionate, humble, selfless, kind man.
Right.
Just well, like Jesus. He's right. A healer. Well, God sent us a healer.
Trump is typical GOP, kind of. I mean, except he's not as pervy, or maybe he is.
What do you mean?
Pretty sure he's pervy.
I'm kind of, he's kind of perving it up.
Missed the mark on that, Ryan.
I was thinking about the dude. What's the GOP guy's name? Shorty? They just got busted with the underage male prostitute. Right.
All of them?
Yeah. He got busted with every underage male boy prostitute.
Yeah, he's a state senator somewhere who's a family Oklahoma, values, yeah. Anti-gay, et cetera, et cetera. And they got him in like some fucking Super 8, nuts deep in 11-year-old or something like that.
I always say, if you're really, really worried about what gay people are doing, it's because you're gay.
Yeah, that is crazy. I mean, like that Brian Fisher guy, the American Family, what is his name?
American Family Association.
Yes, his whole show is about the evils of homosexuality.
Yeah, it's sodomy-based marriage. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's
a lot of the shows are about that.
I mean, if you're not into it, how do you talk about it so much?
Pat Robertson, what the hell would he talk about? You know, if it weren't for the homosexuals, what would Pat Robertson talk about?
Well, Pat,
sorry.
I'm sorry. I just put something in my mouth.
Okay. Speaking of
being gay.
Yeah.
That feels real good, Ryan.
No, thank you. It's what I call Thursday. I don't know what Pat would talk about.
A bunch of these guys.
Oh, does that have nuts in it or peanut butter?
Yeah. Sorry.
No worries. Thank you.
We'll make the show.
Thanks
more
for the thought. Yeah.
We could do a trach live on the air.
Oops. What? A live tracheotomy. Yeah. Right.
Blow up like a, This episode's called EpiPen.
No, you're on tour from... How long have you been out on the road doing comedy on this leg?
I left my very angry wife on New Year's Eve.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
She was very mad at me. She's not now. It's fine, but she...
Right.
Not thrilled about it. 4.5 month tour.
Yeah.
LA is my 14th city.
Damn.
Performing in. And I've seen 8 national parks, 7 state parks. And,
oh, cool.
And I've driven about 10,000 miles.
Oh, shit.
Because I did a lot of zigzagging.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can do, you know, I'm probably only 2,500 miles from home.
Yeah.
But I went all through Florida. I went down to, you know, Central Florida and back.
Central Florida. That's where the loons are. I swear to fucking God. I grew up in Florida. Central Florida, around like Ocala, Gainesville. That's where what's-his-face lands his giant plane.
Yeah, when they make fun of Florida, that's what they're talking about. Yeah, yeah. Nobody's making fun of Fort Lauderdale or Key West.
Beautiful down there.
No one's like, those people in Key West are real backwards rednecks. Like, no, you're talking about the swampy, lakey
Central
part.
Central Florida. That's where John Travolta lands his plane.
That's where Travolta lives with his, he's got a landing strip there, right?
I tell you, though.
I don't know how he manscapes, but.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Around that part of Florida, the springs. There's a lot of springs. People don't know about it. I actually didn't know about it for a long time. But there's something like 700 springs in Florida, natural springs. And they're super clear water, beautiful. One of the places I went in between shows is called Rainbow Springs State Park. And it's literally a river that's clear. It literally has 200-foot visibility in the river. I snorkeled in the river.
They're going to work on that. I'm sure the Republicans. Oh, yeah. That's right. Rick Scott will do something about that.
Yeah. We're going to dump some carcinogens directly into it.
Clear. Yeah. Maybe it'll be clear carcinogens.
Is that what the monkeys are? Aren't there monkeys in Florida? Because they used to shoot Tarzan.
Boa constrictors. Monkeys. There. Oh, yeah. The monkey
story. It's totally
story.
The jungle, man. It's totally like. Yeah.
But those monkeys were from that shoot from Tarzan.
Years ago, and they just left the fucking monkeys there.
Yeah.
To live in Clearwater, Florida or something.
Somewhere, yeah.
100 years ago, people marketed Florida as sort of an ecotourism of the time. You know, people. Come see this wild place, banana plants and palm trees and snakes. And it was a lot of it. If you're in the middle of those forests in Florida, I mean, if you took me there in a blindfold and took it off and told me I was in Costa Rica, I'd believe you. Yeah, so much of it is beautiful. It's the people that ruin it. The state of Florida, there's nothing wrong with the state. It's a very beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yeah,
it's just
redneck country safari.
It's just white people ruining, literally everything throughout human history.
Well, at least the politicians there can use the term climate change now, can't they?
I don't know
if they ever. Maybe,
Marco Rubio.
Is it against the rules?
No, that was Rick Scott.
Say that word.
Yeah, Rick Scott, through his administration, there were rules that you don't, and no memos, no nothing with the word climate change in
it. That's bananas.
Well, guys, maybe he'll die soon.
We're saying that about a lot of people, though.
Yeah.
What do you have coming up next? What's.
I've got a ton of shows in LA. I guess I've done about 8 or 10 so far, and I got about that many left. I'm at Comedy Garage tonight.
Oh, cool.
That's Thursday if you're listening live.
I know nothing about the city, so I don't know exactly where that is, but I hear it's a pretty good show. One of the ones I'm doing Ryan's show tomorrow night, right?
Oh, no, that's Saturday.
Saturday night, okay. Rated R Comedy.
At the Lotus Lounge, 1135 North Vermont.
And then one show I'm excited about just because it's different is called Uncabaret. And it's a show that's been running for like 25 years. And so when I booked these shows, I just reached out to a bunch of comedians that I know and said, hey, suggest to me some people I can reach out to. So, I didn't know every person or every show. I didn't have time to research everything. So I just sent out Buckshot a nice email. Hey, I'd love to do your show. I heard it's great. Here's my info, credits, videos, whatever. And so this woman, Beth Lepetes, I don't know how to say her name, to be honest. I hope I didn't get it wrong.
Lepetes.
super nice lady. She calls me and she's like, I'm interested in having you on, but it's a pretty like legit show, and I just want to like make sure that you know the format. And so, which never happens. People are either just like, yeah, you can do it. I didn't even watch your video, but I know that guy you mentioned.
Right.
So she like watched. It sounded like she watched all of my stuff, and she's like, I really like this, but I'm not sure the crowd will understand. No, but it was good. It was actually good. It was like in a cool way. It was like in a like I love comedy way. Let's talk about what I think my room will like of yours. Oh, you know what I mean? And so the show is very much, she said, I kind of ask that you don't do material, that you don't really do like jokes that you've prepared for a long time, that you kind of riff, kind of tell a story, talk about something that's been on your mind. And so it's kind of an unconventional show, and Patton Oswalt's done it, Tig Notaro, David Cross, James Ruffalo, Kathy Griffin, cool. Margaret Cho, and so I'm on the phone with her, and she's telling me that, and I'm like, oh shit, I
like, I don't know. I just emailed a bunch of people. You know what I mean? She's like, do you know the show? I'm like, not really. So I get off and I like watch the videos and I'm like, oh shit. Like,
yeah,
it was like, I'm emailing someone like, hey, yeah, I want to do that show Patton Oswalt does. Sorry, I don't know anything about it. Right. I'm going to come in and do my redneck accent. Is that cool?
For my show on Saturday, you could do anti-Trump and pro-meth.
Yeah,
that
well,
will kill there.
What if I do anti-Trump and just meth? I just do meth while I'm well,
even got, more popular.
You
yeah,
have lots of fans.
I was already gonna do meth because it's Saturday. Like Saturday's my meth day. Crack on Fridays,
right?
Is it really? Is the crowd like
Yeah. It's a little. It's a fun show, but what I would describe it as a stabby room. Just
oh
a
yeah,
stabby.
Have you been stabbed?
At least
there?
Punchy. No. Yeah, no. Yeah.
I haven't been stabbed in several months.
No. Yeah. But our friend Rick Wood, whose music shows up on this network,
he got punched in the neck, right?
Yes, he did.
Rick neck. Rick Shapiro got a
hands down funniest place to punch somebody in the
it really
neck.
Was.
Rick Shapiro got a bottle thrown at him.
Yeah, well, that was weird.
I mean, by an angry lesbian.
Oh yes.
A methed out angry lesbian.
I think that actually
that might not be inaccurate. Yeah.
A conservative lesbian.
Yeah, he said something about God and she.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gay Republican.
Right.
Worst people alive. I like gay people. Unless you're a Republican. Then I double hate you.
And you hate yourself.
You. Yeah, exactly. I don't understand you. It's well, for years, we had a mutual friend who was a gay Republican.
He still is. Well, oh, that one.
Well, he's not.
Who's no longer name, with us in no, general.
Is his name Milo?
But yeah, we know yeah. other. Yeah, right. There's another one, too, that we knew who. Well, he's not out.
Well, he worked on that campaign.
Right.
Well, he's never admitted he's gay. But,
right.
We're but sure he is.
The fucking.
We'll take care of it for him.
Yeah, Skylab
Fucks
can tell
like
he's gay.
Yeah.
Fucks like a gay guy. He was hard the whole time. I don't seem seemed gay.
Felt gay.
Felt real gay. You sure you're not gay? You are rock hard.
CliffCashComedy.com. Very alliterative. You can check out Cliff's upcoming shows and his bio and shit and black and white picture and stuff.
Yeah, I got a couple videos on there. I've got a web series that I just started called Eat, Drive, Laugh, where I review / really just promote healthy eating. Ethnic food, international food, vegan, vegetarian, stuff like that. And then scenic drives. Like, I kind of try to focus on specifically scenic drives, like national parkways and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
How's the health food been driving certain parts of the country?
You know, as long as you're in a city of any size at all, you can find some good food like that. And honestly, it's very rare that any city too small to have decent food is going to have comedy. That mm-hmm. almost never happens.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, if it's too small to have a good ethnic restaurant or a good
there's
vegetarian
no chuckle
food, yeah, yeah, probably. And then, of course, obviously, the bigger the city, the more international the city, the better
right.
food you can get. So, yeah, if you guys have any suggestions, I haven't filmed anything in L.A. yet, but I've got drives through Yosemite and Big Bend National Park and the deserts of New Mexico and White Sands. And so I've got all these really beautiful drives filmed. And I've got about 10 episodes that I need to make.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm kind of shopping around to try and maybe find a new person to sort of creatively collaborate with me.
Oh, you're like shooting your own B-roll on your camera or something?
GoPro and iPhone. Very and cool. Then I've got enough professionally recorded comedy that I can sort of use. Right. I can sort of go into my, you know, my stockpile of stuff.
If you happen to see Cliff at one of his shows that are listed on his website and you want to work with him, approach him after the show, not during your set,
yeah,
and just hand him your resume.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Put it on a jump drive.
Or even if you just tell me you have a resume, I'll be like, I don't have it with me, but I have one. I'm like, done, dude. When can we start? It's, by the way, there's no money involved.
You're overqualified. Right.
I need you to help me for free, and you're going to have to do most of it. I'm going to do all the fun shit, and I'm going to need you to edit it all. But yeah, actually, I've met some cool chance encounters with people and met a guy who's got a pretty successful web network that he said he just got bought by a television network.
Oh shit.
And he acted like he really wanted to work with me on
that's
it.
Awesome.
So,
man,
yeah, it's a pretty cool concept, and I actually have some funding
that's cool
to do more. I just haven't been able to sit down with
a producer and do it, because I'm never in the same place.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you have funding. We're just looking at this fucking budget from Trump.
Oh yeah, we're just looking at the budget that he put out today, which is
we don't need the EPA.
Yeah, we don't need that.
We don't need trees. It's not like they produce oxygen.
How am I going to eat a missile? I mean, really?
That's a gay porn title, right?
Oh, is it?
Eat a missile.
Take a breath. Well, I mean, you know, they're cutting all the meals on wheels, but we're increasing military spending by, what, a fucking fuck ton.
Yeah, they want to cut meals on wheels and build the already biggest fucking nastiest military.
Oh, yeah.
Even bigger and nastier.
It's so weird because he talks about how, like, you know, we shouldn't be over there doing this and we shouldn't be over there doing this. And, you know, we need to take care of our people back home and infrastructure. And I hate the guy. I think he's a piece of shit. But when he's saying that stuff, I'm like, yeah, that's logical. And then he goes, I'm going to increase military. I'm like, well, why do you have to do that then? Right. If you're drawing back and you're going to pull troops out of some of these places and be more isolationist, then we don't need to increase it. And if you talk to a soldier in the military, they go, yeah, we could use more funding. Because they're treated poorly, they're paid poorly, they're housed poorly, their equipment is poor. But the we're spending way, 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 and have been for decades, and insanely so, we're spending way too much on military.
Yeah.
But the soldiers don't know that or feel that because they're not taken care of and they're not treated well.
Oh, yeah. That's
they're just other poor people to shit on in the eyes of the government. And veterans certainly aren't cared for well enough.
Oh, yeah.
So, But we'll go build a plane that cost $1 billion.
Well, that's sexy,
There's soldiers on welfare.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there's food stamps, welfare. Yeah,
there's millions of them that are homeless.
Such bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, active, like they're military that also don't get paid enough.
I haven't read about that.
That they also they also have to have supplemental food and shit.
Well, it totally blows because you're right. It's easy to sell the public on a sexy plane. You know, you trot it out there on one of these fucking weird air shows we have where we sit around and jack off to our military.
Yeah.
And it's easy to come on TV and say, hey, look at this fancy, shiny plane. We want tax dollars for that. People are like, ugh.
I just want to clarify to our listeners, I've never jacked off to our military.
Well, you know, there's always tomorrow.
There's always tomorrow.
But I also live in a car, so there's not a real good space to do that.
We can see what's going on in the Drudge Report, to be fair and balanced.
Oh, yes.
Dial your IQs down a couple hundred points. Set your clocks back.
Everybody needs jack and room, even in your car, you know?
Everybody needs jack and room. The headline over at the Drudge Repo says, Google the flag offensive content. Gee, I wondered why Drudge would be upset about that.
Are they getting hit for fake news or something?
Well, Google's probably going to like go after racism and Nazism and, you know, general ass fuckery that these guys are into. And now they're saying, but it's my freedom of speech. It's like Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Or when Roger Stone tweeted that horrible shit.
So if
suspended.
If the Drudge is linking out to a bunch of sites to promote, like, I don't know, white nationalism and Nazi shit. Google will ding the Drudge Report, and
I guess so. It says this is from Fox 5 New York, so it's even a Fox. It's a link to Fox.
Oh shit!
39 degrees in New York right now. If you give a fuck,
God, that's fucking cold.
Gross.
Yeah, right.
And balls deep snow in certain areas.
Cold.
Google is trying to improve the quality of its search results by directing review teams to flag content that it might come across as upsetting or offensive.
Dang.
Content that promotes hate or violence against a specific group of people based on gender, race, or other criteria. So there you go. They're going to demote racism.
Right. But they're going to say that's your First Amendment.
Right.
But they can say that on their website.
Well, and Google's not the government.
Right.
So Google has no obligation to give fair free speech to anyone, just like Twitter. When those whiny little cunt babies are like, you are my free speech because you blocked my Twitter. Twitter doesn't fucking owe you anything.
Yeah.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, you know, a private company like Twitter can block your account. ABC can kick you off the show if you say something racist. You know, Paula Deen or the Duck Dynasty guy, whoever those networks are, they have the right to do that.
Yeah.
That's not state sanction. That's not the government. On the other end of the spectrum,
there's these states like mine, North Carolina, that have license plates that are sons of the Confederate of the Confederacy. That is a state sanctioned program putting rebel flags on license plates.
That is insane.
And so it's like I know I can't take away a shitty redneck's First Amendment right to put a rebel flag sticker on his truck.
Yeah.
But can we please stop giving them state sanctioned license plates with rebel flags on them? You know,
taxpayer dollars go to printing that shit on those.
That is insane.
On those plates, yeah.
It don't mean racism to me. It means titties and Budweiser and going to the beach.
Right.
It's like, yeah, well, it means several hundred years of suffering to millions of people. Right. So,
well, to Ben Carson, that's immigration, not slavery.
Right.
Did you see that story?
Well, yeah.
I did not.
It was like a carnival cruise.
How are you a brain surgeon and stupid? Like, that's...
He said immigration, yeah. Back in the day, there were immigrants known as slaves. Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy.
Did he have his eyes closed when he said it?
he was giving a speech to the new housing and urban
development.
Development.
Don't you think he got that Trump gave him that job because it's my one black friend?
He's like, what can I?
Trump was like, well, it says urban in it.
Yeah, yeah. Where can I put the black guy?
Steve Harvey, he's busy.
Yeah. I mean, God, what the fuck does Ben Carson know? Oh, I've said this before. When these guys, I guarantee you, when these guys got their cabinet positions, the first thing they did was go on Wikipedia and see what the fucking thing was.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Rick Perry.
He didn't know it was nuclear weapon.
Right. He didn't know.
Rick Perry is an idiot.
Have you seen any of those clips?
So is Ben Carson. They're all idiots. That's the thing is like... Well, let's all get together and run some people who are worth a shit.
Yeah.
If they want to run celebrities, let's run Leo DiCaprio. I'll vote for that dude. He gives a shit about the environment. Yeah. He's smart.
No less qualified
absolutely
than what's in there now. That's what even Oprah said. Did you see Oprah?
No,
I didn't. I'll fucking vote for Oprah.
Oprah gave an interview recently and she was like, you know, I never wanted to run for anything because I never thought I was qualified. She goes, but now...
Oh, Oprah's more than qualified.
Right. She's like, but now, shit.
I would take the cast of The West Wing, the actors that played
the whole staff,
and just have them do whatever. Right.
Veep.
Martin Sheen.
Veep.
Yeah. Oh,
I would vote for the PAs who did the research for that show. Yeah.
But you have to do shit. I mean, imagine if you were choosing up trivia teams, would you choose anybody from that fucking cabinet?
Well, KKK trivia.
Oh, that's true. Depending on what you're into.
Yeah. What's the difference between a Kleagel and a wizard?
Right.
What is Dixiecrat? Right.
The third agency of government. Yeah. I would do away with the education,
commerce.
Commerce. And let's see. Oh, I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
Murray Department.
Oops.
Wait. Now he forgot the energy department, right?
That's his department.
The one that he's
the one that he wanted to get rid of was the third department that he couldn't
you can't
remember.
Write this shit.
Right.
You couldn't. You wouldn't believe it.
People are like, I'm surprised you're not doing more political jokes. I'm like, yeah, they're doing them themselves.
Yeah,
like,
how do you
And please. I'm real sad. I'm having a hard time writing, you know, I'm a pretty political comic. I'm having a hard time writing that material because I'm sad.
Yeah.
And it really, like, I'm...
And it turns into rage, kind of.
It does. It just gets up. It's just me being up there like, now listen, if you disagree with what I'm about to say, it's just because you're a stupid piece of shit. But here's the joke. You know, people are like, I don't appreciate that fella calling me a stupid piece of shit.
You know, it's kind of funny. At the room I have on Saturday, the audience is mainly, I think everybody's mainly... Guatemalan and Thai or whatever.
Ugh.
and English is their second language. So what happens is if you're a white dude and you go do a Trump joke, I don't know a lot of comics here that do pro Trump shit, but if they see a white guy on stage, say the word Trump, they start losing their mind. You got to be real clear that you're being fucking negative. Or they'll visit you.
I'll go up there as my redneck sarcastic character and be like, well, I didn't know there was going to be so many immigrants at this show. But listen here, if y'all figure out a way to make my truck louder, you can stay.
Yeah.
But I don't appreciate you coming over here with all your hard work and your delicious ass food. I'm sick of it.
Put up the chicken wire.
Yeah. You know that the truck louder thing? Who are those crazy motherfuckers? in West Virginia that the coal rollers.
Oh God!
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I hope they those purposely people are all dead.
Made their engines loud.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And they purposely put more black smoke belching from every vehicle they could because, you know, fuck you.
Oh God!
Because fuck you, East Coast, and your air.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, aliens are going to show up to this planet and just look us over for 2 seconds and be like, vaporize, bitches.
North Carolina, you guys got rid of McCrory. I mean, that's tiny.
Pretty amazing.
Tiny silver lining, yeah.
Yeah, and what's weird is the state went for Trump and then voted out McCrory, which is really kind of mind-blowing. Yeah. I don't know how you do both.
But, he fought like a baby.
Oh, he's such a piece of shit.
He's a horrible guy.
He's just a shitty dude.
Yeah, Duke Energy.
He'll probably be president next.
Well, do you think, though, that the people in North Carolina actually got to know McCrory as opposed to Trump? You know, they know Trump in generalities, I guess.
You know, I think progressives just did a really good job of getting loud and being on social media and sharing. And, you know, I think there was enough of a groundswell and enough of a buzz about all the awful things he'd done. He didn't get away with a whole lot.
Right.
You know, people, when he laxed, you know, the coal ash regulations and he allowed all that pollution to happen and fought for them to get less than a slap on the wrist. And when he did the HB2 and that hurt the economy so much, he didn't get away with any of it. Like there was, I mean, I'm sure there's probably some shit he did behind closed doors that we don't know about and never will. But a lot of his failures in the eyes of progressives got a ton of attention.
Moral Mondays was you guys, right? Was North Carolina.
Yeah.
Moral Mondays was the
man, North
religious
Carolina
groups got together even and stormed the Capitol every Monday. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. People were arrested every Monday while the legislature was in session. And I couldn't go because I already had warrants for other stuff. I'm off the grid. I'm a little off the grid.
I'd help you guys, but yeah.
I don't have a license or a checking account, let's be honest. Or insurance. Or taxes. But, North Carolina gets a bad rap, especially this last year. But it's really actually an amazing state full of a lot of really good people, a lot of smart people, a lot of universities, a lot of people who give a shit about the environment and fight for human rights and civil rights. And when we lose these elections and the state goes red in a presidential election, it's by a couple points. And so, people have to realize, like, that means there's thousands hundreds of thousands of other people who didn't vote that way. And,
right.
And that's also the whole South. So people just, oh, that's a red state. Yeah, it's a red state by 2 points.
Right, right.
That means the other 40, you know, because it's never 50-50.
Yeah, it's a purple state.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and those people, that's what I try to do with my comedy is like, I feel like those people want to be represented and they want to be spoken about. And,
well, there was 5 minutes at Georgia they were thinking about putting money into because Georgia might flip for Hillary at that time when they were thinking.
That's awesome.
But that was close too, single digits.
It's gerrymandering.
Well, I mean, that's where we're fucked, yeah.
I feel like, I hate to say it, but I feel like both. I feel like the whole system needs to be revamped.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not,
Bernie fan. Were you
a huge Bernie
absolutely,
fan?
Absolutely, yeah, us too.
Yeah, I mean, I wish he was. I wish he looked and spoke like Obama. You know what I mean? Instead of being, because he's not going to live.
Maybe
forever.
Not black. We could, maybe. Get
no,
a little
I don't
bit
like
more
black
done right now.
I'm not that progressive.
Well, I'm just saying we could get more done.
I'm kidding.
Maybe.
I almost didn't vote for Obama when I found out he was half white. I was like, fuck that. I want an all-black guy. Who's an all-black guy? They're like, Herman Cain. Like, never mind.
Oh, yeah.
But
that was Herman Cain in that clip of Perry going, oh, my, in the background when he couldn't figure out what was going on.
Oh, and Herman Cain judging Perry. Like, Herman Cain knew any answers to any questions.
Becky, yeah. Stan.
Have you ever seen the Herman Cain interview where I think it's like college kids are interviewing him about Libya? Or they're interviewing him in general, but they ask him about Libya.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Dude, can we find it? It is the funny. It's probably one of the hardest I've ever laughed in my life.
Is it insane?
It is insane, dude. It is so incredible.
We looked it up. He's Shucky Ducky. That used to be. He's
Shucky Ducky.
Yeah, I always used to say that.
999. I'm Herman Cain.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I got my Bluetooth earpiece.
And the presidential campaign, Herman Cain, who has risen in the polls on his economic plan, seemed to have trouble today on foreign policy when he sat down with the editorial board of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
This one?
The question was on Libya.
Yeah, here it is.
So you agreed with President Obama on Libya or not?
Okay, Libya.
He's channeling right now. He's reaching for his water, tapping his fingers on the
President
desk.
Obama supported the uprising, correct? President Obama called for the removal of Gaddafi. Just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing before I say, yes, I agreed. I know I didn't agree. I do not agree with the way he handled it for the following reason.
It's the best part.
No, that's a different one.
I had three panic attacks in between laughing while watching this.
He just forgot his line.
I gotta go back. See,
I gotta go back. He's flipping through the 10 pages of things he knows in his head. It's like, maybe it's on page 9 by tying my shoes.
Oh, shit.
We've talked about it a million times. I don't get the conservatives' view that somebody who's good at business or successful at business would remotely be a good public servant.
Yeah.
No, it's insane. Because often the way that you're good at business is by not really caring that much about people.
Right.
Being really greedy.
Yes.
Being just enough of a sociopath to be charismatic and manipulative. Ugh. And you know, maybe working harder than most like good people want to work. And then there's people who are good at business because they like take care of their employees and make a product that changes the world. You know, companies like Tom's. I mean, I'm not saying everybody in business is a shithead. I've been in business. I failed at it because I was too nice to people and cared about things that mattered. But you, like, if you have a business dumping poison into the ocean, you're gonna be a millionaire, like for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
First year. If you have a business like trying to rescue kittens from sweatshops, you're homeless now. Congratulations.
Well, it's a different skill set. I mean, just why? Even the way, there's something. I was watching a clip from, was it Trump did the State of the Union or his speech to Congress? He just looks strange. He looks strange.
Well, he always does.
When
yeah.
he's addressing the
he
people.
He only looks comfortable in rallies.
Where everyone supports him.
With white people and one black guy they found behind him in the audience.
Self-loathing black guy.
Right. Yeah. Did you see the one last night? He was in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just squealing and bitching about the Hawaii.
God.
And how the judge there put a hold on his latest immigration.
Yeah, travel ban.
Yeah, ban the Muslims thing.
Right. Well, I mean, Hawaii's going to feel it, man, when the Trumpalos start boycotting.
But there's a guy behind him now that's kind of famous on social media because there's a big, fat, dumb white dude behind him who's like nodding every time he says it. And like, oh, yeah. And then Trump says, I can't believe the media. And the guy's like, fuck them and shit like that.
So have you guys ever pulled up a sample of a citizenship test?
Mm-mm.
Well, here's what I do. They're tough. I came up with this idea. I was eating some acid in a state park, and it just popped in my head. How can I win? Because these people, with someone who denies science, doesn't read, doesn't research, only listens to one ridiculous source of media, you can't beat them with logic. You can't.
Right.
You can't outsmart them because they don't think being smart is good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't appreciate.
Fucked up.
I got a buddy who he's a Northern liberal Christian.
Okay.
Comic.
God.
One of my favorite people in the world. I mean, and he's a Christian in the sense of like that Jesus was a Christian, like believes in like loving people and being kind.
Oh, and turning cheeks and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like yeah having Carter, a servant's
like,
heart.
Like Jimmy Carter. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he tells me this story. He goes into, he's a fireman too. He's a fireman EMT. He goes into his firehouse one day. And he's talking, everyone else is really conservative, and he's from New York. He says, yeah, guys, you know what I wish? I wish that, like, the smarter you are,
the more you're voted, your vote counts.
Yeah.
Like Bill Gates, that guy's smarter than me. His vote probably ought to count for more than mine. And he starts giving examples. And the chief of the fire squad goes, yeah, but that ain't all liberals would get a lot more votes.
Yeah.
And Mike goes, wait, are you saying liberals are smarter? No, you're not smarter. They just know more stuff. Like, are you kidding me?
I think that. Man, if you had a thing, if I could, I want... What if I was able to give my vote to a smarter person?
Yeah.
What if we were able to consolidate the votes to the smart people? You know what I mean?
Right.
Why can't we do that? But your argument, we talk about this on the show a lot. Like, if only smart people were allowed to vote, I think we would have, the world would be better. But you think, well, just they because
tried those,
you're
they
smart,
tried those tests before in right. certain states like Mississippi and Alabama.
Right.
But brains doesn't.
That was voter suppress. You know, that was like Jim Crow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But smart people are not necessarily altruistic.
Correct.
Shit. See, that's a problem.
There's a lot of smart assholes.
Yeah.
James Woods.
Right.
You should sit down at a voting machine and like hook up to your brain and it's like, oh, this guy's IQ is like 132.
Yeah.
We already know which way he's voting.
Or you could
he's probably read a book.
Right. Or your vote would count more or less. Like if you have like a 170 or something, your vote is like three people. But if you're like a, you know, whatever, an 80, whatever, you get three quarters of a vote.
Your Trump vote gets
one
tossed.
Tenth of a Trump vote. Yeah.
If yours is 55, congrats. You're on the cabinet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You sit down to vote and you're like, sir, excuse me, we're going to need to pull you aside. Your IQ is 55, so you're automatically part of the Trump administration now. Yeah. So congratulations.
The one of the sub-headlines over at Drudge
yes.
is, inside the largest sex doll factory as realistic toys sweep the globe. We're being taken over by fuckbots, everybody.
No. Yeah.
Sweet.
They're going to bone you to death.
Is it a real-looking flashlight? Like, what is that supposed to look like?
Well, there's no picture. It's Drudge.
Oh, okay.
If I was president, every young open mic comedian in the country would get a free sex doll.
Oh, wait a second.
What is
they
this?
Can stop writing jokes about masturbating.
Yeah.
Or not being good with women.
This is, I don't know who this is. The Rubin Report.
Okay.
Never heard
sex
of it.
Robots are coming. That's a pun, people. Yeah, we've talked a bunch about sex bots before. I'm a firm believer that in the next 10 years or so, people are going to start having sex with robots. They're probably doing it right now. A French artist drew something that I think is an interesting depiction of what he thinks, at least, sex bots are going to look like. So this is actually CGI, and basically he's showing you that, you know, this thing cut in half. Hopefully it'll have two halves.
It looks like
cut in half.
It looks like a weird. It's like a mannequin.
Yeah.
In downward dog position.
I support that.
Yeah. And it's a cutaway, and it's right. got like a metal spine and shit.
Oh,
I mean,
perfect.
It just looks like it's all robot parts on the inside, but there's a pink part. There's yeah. two pink parts.
Oh.
That you
supposed
can
to be three or four.
Apparently, enter from yeah. the back.
Why can't we have more holes if we're just making them?
Yeah,
sure.
Why give not? That thing a back pussy now.
Yeah. Send the pussy bot in.
I want a fucking ear.
Got a new sex doll. It's got 11 pussies.
Oh yeah.
Can't even put a shirt on it because you cover up 8 of the pussies.
Well, what happened? What's going to happen is eventually, over time, those holes will wear out. You know.
Yeah.
There's a place here in Japan that makes 500 of these realistic sex dolls per year right now.
Jeez.
Each costing, okay, 4,000 pounds, so $5,000-ish.
Who wants a 4,000-pound sex doll? That's gross.
You think it's self-cleaning?
What if you got a dog? Your dog
crank
is,
up the oven.
Your dog just
burn that shit out of there. What?
Yeah. How do you clean the fucking thing? Well, I mean, if it's the size of a human, that's a real concern.
You get a Felcher bot.
My sex bot's got a yeast infection. We don't even know how it happened. We don't even know.
You got a bilge pump. I got a.
It's like feta cheese bilge. And onions in there. It's just a mess.
Bilge pump.
Bring it to you know what you would do. You know those car washes that are just the stalls. With the squirter.
Yeah.
Squirter.
The self.
Sir, so did you not see the sign? You cannot wash your sex doll's vagina in our car wash.
Oh, that's right.
Or muddy four-wheelers.
That will happen. Or muddy four-wheelers.
So that's apparently important enough to be a headline over at Drudge.
Right. Jeez.
Of course it is.
of course. What else would you expect?
The thought that just keeps popping in my head throughout all this is, maybe they'll die soon.
There's a lot of them.
Right.
I see Trump talking, and I just turn it off. I'm like, maybe he'll die. He'll
you know
die.
What it's going to be? The technology, though.
Tag me in that post.
Right. It'll be an app on your smartphone. And you plug it into the doll, right? I mean, that's that. And then at the same time, while you're having sex with your sex doll, your fucking smart device charges.
That's a great idea.
I love that.
Maybe from the motion.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Motion.
It's kinetic or whatever.
Oh, yeah. You can create energy.
I want to hook an iPod to the doll and have the doll sing really good songs while...
You got Beyonce playing from...
Yeah. The Natalie nostrils. Cole.
Oh, right. Andres Bocelli.
Jewel?
Jewel.
That's my favorite Jewel. So you're crying and you're like, oh man, you were way too close to this robot.
I'm gonna hack into it.
I want Jackie Ivanko.
Right.
Well, it's weird. It's, I mean, everybody wants to judge a dude who wants to have some kind of sex toy, but it's like women have had fake penises for several
decades.
Several decades. Really?
Stone Age.
I didn't know about Stone Age dildos they found. That's hilarious.
Some splinter.
But they probably had that before the wheel.
So they're always, you know, I love women. I'm a feminist. But I mean, from a guy's standpoint,
yes.
Women are always bringing up double standards that they face as women versus men. How big of a double standard is that? You guys have had dildos for however hundreds of thousands of years. But if a dude, even today in 2017, gets caught with a fake vagina, he's a serial killer. Like, that guy's creepier than the guy who tried to make eye contact with you.
No, yes.
Through the crack in the stall when you're pooping at Hardee's. You know what I mean?
I don't trust that guy with Ben Wabal.
I thought I knew him.
He's got a
pocket. If you haven't heard from me in like an hour, call the police, okay? He's a sicko. He spent $20 to put his penis in something that looks like a vagina instead of using his hand, and I'm so creeped out.
You get in Cliff's car, and he's got a pocket pussy in the drink holder.
I do. It's $20.
It's awkward.
Oh yeah, gotta keep it out.
I never owned one. I always right. was curious, but I was like, I'm not buying that. I'm not gonna die in a car crash and my mom be cleaning out my house and find that and then not love me anymore even though I'm dead. It's not worth it.
It's a beer.
It's your last memory of you. Yeah.
Oh, it ruined a guy's life in my hometown. Yeah. Like first year of college, like somebody found out he had one and all the girls found out and they're like, he's creepy. He's creepy.
Upon my death.
He's horny. There's a difference.
He's practicing. Yeah. You should,
throw the computer in the bathtub and burn it.
Women.
Upon the death, you know.
There should be stuff where you have to enter a code every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it wipes alive. All your shit. Yeah, sure. Like other some kind of suicide switch.
Other double standard or other thing people don't think about. Men die on average 8 years earlier.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hey, well, you got paid 30% less, but you got to live 10% more.
Follow Cliff Cash on Twitter. Tweet him if you're a feminist. I'm just kidding.
No, I am a feminist. And anyone I think that has a problem with feminism is the reason that we need feminism.
How could you have a problem with feminism?
I know people who consider themselves progressives and consider themselves intellectuals, and I won't say names.
Yes,
but a comic in particular who very much has a problem with feminism, I couldn't get on
bullshit,
the level. Yeah. Like I can't even get in your head, and I don't want to, but I can't even like. It was so irrational and so clearly like. No, dude, you have a problem with women. Uh-huh. I'm listening to your words. It's you don't have a problem with feminism on an intellectual level. You have animosity towards women.
Right, right.
It couldn't be more obvious. You know? It's so weird.
Yeah, that is so fucked up.
Yeah, I hate white people. Especially white dudes.
Well, speaking of, one of the whitest, Paul Ryan.
Oh, my favorite.
Is tossing, you know, there's a little nipple-slapping fight going on between him and Trump. Right now, where they were friends for 8 or 9 minutes, but now with this shitburger that Paul Ryan and the assholes in the House have put forth for this Obamacare repeal and replacement is imploding. Trump is pissed off, and now that he doesn't want it to be called Trump Care, call it Ryan Care. I don't want it.
Guys, it's actually called Obamacare Lite. Or, as my friends like to call it, Osamacare light.
Yeah, Osamacare.
Or, as my other friends like to call it, Nobamacare light.
Obama.
God.
Oh, dumber. That was a big one.
But did you see where, was it Sean Spicer? He came out and he compared the thickness of the plans, like how much paper.
Oh, yeah.
He compared the
I ain't read it, but this one's thicker, so.
Yeah.
But thick was bad for
thick
him.
Thick is bad. More information is bad. If
this
the
is Obama's. This is ours, and it was the stacks were different. Therefore, it's much better, obviously.
Right.
It's thicker than a book, and I don't even read books. Unless they're about magic, highly edited by the same organization that covered up decades of child rape. I read the shit out of that and live my life by it, although also need to use it to make some laws.
Yeah. It's thicker because it protects more people. Right? That's why Obamacare is more complicated.
Yeah, and who knew? Who knew it was so complicated, right?
And, you know, they let the insurance companies get a hold of it. They let pharma get a hold of it.
We wanted single payer.
And that's what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it isn't socialist ideas or even democratic or liberal ideas. What's wrong with it is it allowed everybody to continue to be as greedy as they already were, and it allowed money to still be the focus of healthcare, and health should be the focus of healthcare. You shouldn't be able to order fucking Salisbury steak and candy yam bacon pie at the hospital. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, congratulations. Hey, you're sick. For dinner tonight is salad, apples, peppers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and some legumes.
I was going to say, maybe they'll give you some heroin while you're in there, but.
They will. Oh, no. What they'll give you will be much more powerful than heroin.
Yeah, some of that new Oxy.
Heroin dealers go to jail. Oxycontin executives buy new planes.
Oh, yeah. God. We were talking about that Maui. Yesterday?
Yeah.
A couple days ago, that
one Rite Aid in buttfuck West Virginia, population 900 people, received 7 million Oxys within a 2-year period.
So, how?
From these drug distributing companies who don't care, and they're saying, well, why should we care? Why should we look twice at how many people are ordering our shit? Meanwhile, the asshole CEO was named the highest paid CEO, got the highest bonuses in that industry.
Well, he's making the best heroin
because they made billions of dollars in their company now selling hillbilly heroin.
And I'll say this: people at the very top of Big Pharma are 100% protected. Here's something else I believe, though. People at the very top of the illegal drug trade are also very protected.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's all the poor people under both of those pyramids that get thrown in jail for their whole lives for selling 10 of something that guy's getting an airplane for selling 10 billion of.
Right.
That's fucked up.
That guy created a nationwide drug addiction epidemic. And he's got more money than anybody, but this guy sold 10 of them because he needed money to try and not lose his apartment. And he's going to go to jail for 12 years or whatever. I mean, it's
what if you're caught with like a couple of random oxys in your fucking glove box?
You don't have a prescription for them.
You're going to jail, right?
Right. And if you're black, they'll shoot you and then take you to jail.
Well, they shoot you before they actually stop.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
First things first, guys.
And well, keep the oxys.
I was driving and he was driving and I looked over and he looked like a demon and I shot him.
That's right.
That's what the guy in the Michael Brown thing said. He came at me, he looked like a demon.
Yeah, he like morphed.
Why, man? Because he was dark.
God.
Because he was angry. Of course he's angry. He'd be crazy not to be angry.
There was an update on that story though, right?
They found, allegedly they found footage from the Quickie Mart. Yeah. Or whatever the fuck it is that he allegedly robbed of cigarillos beforehand, which therefore gave them the reason to summarily execute him on the street.
That's death penalty stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is.
They disputed that he had done that. And then now there's allegedly him going in earlier and swapping out a nugget of weed for the box of cigarillos, I guess, was the deal.
Yeah.
So he didn't really steal it. He was dealing with the dude behind the counter to give him a nug and getting a box of cigarillos back.
And then the guy's coworker didn't know and was like, give those back.
It doesn't change the outcome.
You know, that's like one of the more depressing things about Trump
winning.
I'd rather have the nugget than
Sorry. No, it's just like, I felt like with Obama and what the politicians were saying, we're trying to get body cams on all the cops. And people were going in the right direction with, mm-hmm. like, law enforcement reform. But now this Jefferson Beauregard Sessions the fucking third, he's saying the opposite shit. He's saying our cops need to be more empowered than they are.
Oh, my God.
That's bananas. I mean.
And the other day, didn't he say, I'm not too sure about the veracity of
medical marijuana.
The effectiveness of medical marijuana. Well, for one, there have been the few studies that those cunts have allowed.
Yes.
Has shown that there are good benefits to it, but they can't even study it, some of it, because of that Schedule I bullshit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the legalization of marijuana has been really interesting, and I totally support it medicinally and herbally. I totally support it in its natural form, especially. But... Well, and maybe not solely, but some of this new stuff they're making is a much more powerful drug than smoking marijuana.
Like what? The
candies made from the oil and oils themselves.
Shit, yeah.
Dude, they're hard. That's a hard drug. It's not an opiate, whatever. I don't know what the negative effects could be or whatever. But, and I probably shouldn't say this on the radio, but
it was the internet radio.
That's the only bad drug experience I've ever. And it wasn't even bad. I've never had a bad experience. But it was more intense than acid or mushrooms.
Right.
As intense as ketamine.
Yeah.
Probably the only time I felt close to that uncomfortable was ketamine. Special K in a swimming pool in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hell yeah. Crushing beers and beers, blunts and bowls. You bring a bag of swag, I'll bring a bag of headies. We'll smoke bowls of mine and blunts of yours. Get two cases of beer, some special guests. Just me and you, Scott. Just me and we're going down there and meet tons of girls. Like, no, we're going to be way too out of our minds to meet anybody.
Oh yeah,
except for maybe people at the emergency room.
At one time, I might have been doing Smurf houses with the other host of Crab Diving over here, and I don't know what happened. I started freaking out because you were buttering a piece of bread, and I
don't blame me. I was hungry.
Smurf houses,
mushrooms. But I kept hearing the knife hitting something else, and in my mind, I started thinking that you were sharpening a steak knife or something, like you were sharpening all the knives. I have no fucking idea. I was out of my brain.
You're like, he's gonna kill me.
Yeah, what? I'm gonna go off.
I didn't think you're gonna stab
me. I never have
anything.
Those thoughts.
I was just like, why are we fucking with the knives and hallucinogens, psychedelics at the same fucking time? I could figure it out.
My thoughts are, how did I get lost?
Right.
Where am I?
Paul Ryan throwing Trumpy under the bus today.
What a shocker.
By the way, we've got about a half hour left on the big show today. Thanks for listening to us. Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit on the internet, help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. You can buy your shit through our Amazon hole, and it helps us out.
Amazon hole.
Yeah. Come on in.
We get a little nibble, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you shit. Just helps us out here. Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy something, go through that portal.
Oh yes.
And
I love your word selection.
It helps us out.
Amazon hole, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is that
it's a link.
It's just funny. Amazon hole, and then you said a tickle and a nibble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us a little tickle and a little nibble. I'm like, what are you talking about?
We got all kinds of crazy shit.
Late in the week,
on,
yeah.
Right. He's like, what I do is I seduce them. They're like, oh, I want to do that. Oh, yeah. I want to do tickles and nibbles.
Tweet us during the show if you like to, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Cheers to Celeste, who's been tweeting us some funny shit.
Thanks, Celeste.
Yeah.
You're the best. So Paul Ryan said, quote, no such wiretap existed.
Damn.
In regards to the apparently Trump thought somehow Barack Obama turned into fucking Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. And suction cupped up the side of Trump tower, watched Melania tinkle, and then somehow put in a...
Did Biden, make that... You know, in all those heist movies when they suction cup at the side of the building? And then they cut the glass with, a laser thing.
Yeah.
I imagine Biden did that.
And then Barack pulled the fucking thing out.
You think Biden and Barack both scaled Trump Tower? Yeah,
absolutely.
So, body suits. Today, I think we have audio. Here's from Kenosha, Wisconsin, Paul Ryan.
Oh, well, I've already answered the question about whether the wiretap occurred. I think Devin Nunes and Adam Schiff answered that question pretty clearly. I saw the same. I got the same briefing with them on that as well. But after we heard about this, we did see a number of press reports that made this allegation, that made this suggestion. So, yeah, those press reports did exist. Frankly, I didn't know about it until I think Brett Baer asked me about it. So this is something I wasn't unaware of until we did see a few press reports on this. But the point is the intelligence committees in their continuing, widening, ongoing investigation of all things Russia got to the bottom, at least so far, with respect to our intelligence community that no such wiretap existed.
Do you believe the president, though, when he said, do you believe the president?
I didn't see his interview.
You can't really hear what the dude's saying, but he said there was there. It's clear that no such wiretap existed. And now the Devin Nunes, the head of the Intelligence Committee in the House and the Senate Intelligence Committee came out today and they said, no, we don't. There's no evidence of that.
Federal government tapped John Lennon and Martin Luther King.
Well, they were communists.
According to them
at the time.
So I don't doubt at all that they tapped him. I don't doubt that they tapped Obama when he came in. I don't doubt that anyone who speaks out against them loud enough and effectively enough is also tapped. I don't doubt it at all.
Right.
I think Trump's a piece of shit and he's an idiot and a baby, but I don't doubt that.
But he said that I thought that he made up the wiretap thing based on a report he saw in Breitbart, though. Not in some intelligence report.
They got a laser scope aimed on us right now.
Yeah, across the street.
Get it off me!
I told my wife my goal is to be assassinated by the U.S. government.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit.
You gotta die.
Oh, yeah. Well,
at least die that way.
I want to go
quick
out.
Quick shot to the brain?
No, I want to be
for a good cause?
With a fuckbot and be hacked into.
Oh, jeez.
Killed that way, in that manner.
Clenched to death?
Yeah.
I want to be at a Trump rally drinking a Mountain Dew.
I tell you what, my mom and my youngest brother went undercover to one of these Trump rallies.
Yeah.
And I don't know that that's a good way to go. Those people are loons.
It's everything you expect.
Rally, man? Yelling, lock her up. And all
they were at the one in Pensacola where the little girl sang that.
Oh, that weird ass song.
Yeah. Blow them up.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck them up.
God, man, some of the stuff that was going on was just so, like, bizarre and strange.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Need to be a little closer.
Sorry.
No, it was, who would have thought? I mean, who would have thought? 60 days ago still, Barack Obama was our fucking president. You can wake up in the morning and not worry about shit.
This guy is, like, hanging out in the early mornings. Is he staying up all night, or is he just waking up at 3 a.m. and tweeting?
They say he gets, like, 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night.
Oh.
That's just what he does.
You can't get 3 hours of sleep every night and be sane.
That's
right.
True.
You can't. Hopefully it
claims to be working.
He'll probably die soon.
You know that motherfucker's on Adderall.
He's the most healthy man who's ever been nominated for the presidency, though, according to his...
He's also the best at basketball.
Yeah. Gets a hole, 7 holes in 1 every time he plays golf.
Mm-hmm.
The great eater.
I wish we could... it would take me too long to find it, but there's a tweet from like 4 years ago of Trump tweeting, also the best at basketball says my coach so-and-so at such-and-such high school... Thanks, coach. So and so, like being serious, like this coach says I was the best basketball player that ever came to the
game.
Tweeting about it.
Something his basketball coach just told him in passing.
And I tweeted under it, you are a giant douche. And it got like 150 tweets.
Oh, yeah.
And so when everyone's like going off on Trump, I'm like, just heads up. Like I've hated that guy since I've been old enough to like be aware of who he was.
Oh yeah,
I've never not been like, what a piece of shit this guy is.
Yeah, you've got authority.
Oh, he's a psychopath.
Yeah, he's nuts.
He's an egomaniac.
My basketball coach said I was the best.
Yeah,
shit.
54 years ago.
God damn, that is insane.
54 years ago, I was the best. A, you weren't.
There's no fucking way.
And the fact that you're so insane.
Yeah.
Not only are you living in the past, you're living in it from 54 yeah. years ago. You're a psychopath.
Back when he was getting deferments from
Oh,
nine.
Yeah. How the fuck is he the best basketball player?
He was the best basketball
ever.
Player.
Yeah.
But he can't go to Vietnam.
Yeah. Heel spurs, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about pot. There's a story out now that as we are waiting to see just how much Jeff Bo Sesh, the third,
Beauregard.
Ends up really putting a fork in the marijuana industry if they try to. I still think there might be too much money in it now to really torpedo it, but they're going to try, I guess. But now Pennsylvania.
They're going to legalize?
A mayor in Braddock, Pennsylvania, have already requested state approval to build a marijuana cultivation site on vacant land. And they're trying to retake some of these closed steel mills.
Wow.
An old steel, industrial steel building.
God. So wait, are they putting in, like, is this corporate weed?
Yeah.
Oh,
corporate
man.
And government weed.
Right.
Combined.
I think California has the best medical marijuana setup. They really have it great. Like, you go in, there's only like three people in there at a time.
You get a thorough examination to make sure you're healthy.
Right.
Make sure your back really does hurt.
Yeah.
I have social anxiety.
Yeah.
I have dry eyes and a too wet mouth.
Right. I have to live in Los Angeles. Oh, okay. Here you go.
What bothers you? My mouth is like really wet all the time, so I just like to dry it out.
Yeah.
They're saying that their plan is to, if all the permits and everything go through, the mayor thinks it'll be a game changer, because if they can turn, they can start hiring people
that used
to work at the steel mill,
right,
to work at the marijuana processing plant or the marijuana farm.
That's what they should do with coal country, man. Because I grew up in the South, and you know, Cliff, this might be a generalization, but those people know how to grow shit. Like, my mother knows everything about plants.
Yeah, my mom's got a big green thumb, too. Her house is like a tropical rainforest.
Oh, yeah. Everybody I'm related to, they know how to grow shit and do it well.
Because they lived in less, you know, they're not city people a lot of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Florida would kill the marijuana gang.
Yeah, dude.
Absolutely. Those guys, man, oh, forget about it.
Florida's underrated. I know I already said that.
Yeah.
And I don't mean the people, but
the actual,
but the state, dude, it's beautiful.
Oh, it really is beautiful.
I mean, the Gulf of Mexico is beautiful.
Amazing. Yeah.
All right.
Warm.
It really is. I mean, north of here is really incredible too.
I tell you what, man, I was on the beach in Gulf Breeze, and what was the Exxon, the
Exxon Valdez?
Yeah, no, the Shell.
Oh, the Shell. Valdez. Yeah, yeah. BP.
The BP spill.
Horizon.
And I could see these tar balls washing up on the beach. It was so fucked up. You know what's crazy? You go down, all of a sudden, I just started seeing wildlife that I had never seen before. Never. I mean, I grew up there. I saw like two sharks. You swim down in the shallows of the water, sea turtles, all these devil rays.
It's cool that you got to see them.
Yeah, but it's
right before they die.
Yeah, right. The fucking goddamn.
Were they all
oil,
floating
man.
On the top?
Yeah.
Oh, they were dead.
No, they weren't dead. No. They were.
They were like about to
die.
They
were getting away from the oil.
We get tar balls here, but they're natural.
Oh yeah.
Right? Did you ever see that in Venice?
I got tar balls. Tar balls
on the beach.
I got a couple tar balls right now, let's be honest. Can I use your guy's shower?
Oh, sure.
That's my conditions of the podcast. Oh, I have to be allowed to take a shower.
Oh, yeah, you can take a shower.
Totally
man.
Kidding, dude. Took one yesterday.
Oh, shit.
Good for six more days.
You're like a cowboy coming off
I
the
I peed
range.
In a jug for the first time last night. Oh, I was like, I'm not getting out. There's a jug.
At least you got cruise control, maybe.
What?
You can pee. It's easier to pee in the car if you have.
Oh, no. Control. I'm talking about I was sleeping in the back of the car and was like, I just want to stay laying down while I pee. Like, can't do that at home. Well, I guess no. You could.
Oh, well, yeah. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Yeah.
I'm a night peer, man. I just drink a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I drink a lot of water. And sometimes it's 10 beers or whatever. I rarely make it through the night without a pee. I'm like, I'm just going to start going into a.
Night pier.
I just got to find a bottle with the biggest opening I can find. I'm trying to think what that is.
A mason jar.
Yeah.
Will that probably. Fit?
Maybe. It's not big. It's not long. It's just really fat. It's only like 3 inches, but it's really big around. It's like a big bump.
Half a pop can.
Oh, it's more of a nipple. Yeah. It's a nipple with nuts is what it is.
Need a beer koozie.
It's a small nut nipple. Uh-huh. Tickles and nibbles. Just some tickles and nibbles.
Oh, yeah, right. In your Amazon hole.
In your Amazon hole.
Do you want to hear a Fox host?
Oh, yeah.
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Oh, God.
Talking about, she said some really nice stuff about Bow Wow and Snoop Dogg.
Oh, really? Is she on Fox and Friends?
You know, it's been, no, I don't think so. She's on like Five or one of those.
Did she say, I like the blacks?
Yeah, exactly. If you don't know what's happening, Snoop Dogg, they're pissed because Snoop Dogg has a new video where clowns take over the city and shit. And there's clown that's. Donald Trump, it's got orange hair, an orange face, and white eyes, and little tiny hands. And at the end, or at one point, Snoop reaches out with a gun, pulls the trigger, and one of those flags come out and says bang in the video. And then later on in the video, the Trump clown is still there.
Yes.
As Snoop is passing a blunt between him and another dude, the Trump clown is in the middle sniffing the... The extra smoke, Schittler secondhand smoke.
Schittler don't like it.
So he's not even killed in the video, but they're losing their minds on the right about
that's about crazy,
Snoop Dogg. Well, then Bow Wow, tweeted something.
But if Kenny Chesney would have made a video where he shot Obama, we wouldn't be
My God, yeah,
we wouldn't be like, man, it's just art. We'd be like, fuck that redneck, kill him. Kill him now. Make a music video killing Kenny Chesney. We would. I would have. I'd have been like, he's got to go. So,
Probably. Yeah.
You probably shouldn't be like, I'm going to make a video about
I'll
shooting
the about it. Yeah.
Kenny Chesney.
I get it. Sort of. I said something on Facebook the other day. It was like, oh, God, what did I say? I don't know. If we're already as great as we think we are, this dude wouldn't still be alive or something.
Oh, yeah.
My brother's like, hey, man, take that down right
now. You're going to get a visit.
Yeah, dude. I don't think they fuck around with that.
You're about to
shit.
Get audited.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I get how they, well, these comics that were in, what's his name, John Early and Kate Berlant were in town, and he did a whole bit about, like, people like, I wish Trump would get killed. And he's like, well, dude, you'd have to go all the way. You'd have to go all the way down the line.
Yeah.
I don't remember what he says to get to what. My buddy was telling me the second hand. But the premise is, you can't just kill Trump. Pence is the president. If you kill him, you know, he just goes all the way down the
Paul
line.
Paul Ryan's after that.
Yeah, he's like, you have to kill like 83 people to like get to someone who believes in science.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, if you want to save the planet, really, that's the one thing we should all be the most worried about. We just got to find one of these conservative GOP.
Not as a Christian.
Right. It's like, don't you care?
I'm a Christian. I don't care about the thing God created to sustain me. I care about God.
So Bow Wow tweeted yesterday, Ayo, A-Y-O.
Okay.
Donald Trump. Shut your punk ass up talking shit about my uncle Snoop Dogg before we pimp your wife and make her work for us. So that one didn't go over well either among the
but
Trump
But that's
fans.
Not illegal.
Right. He can say pimp my wife.
Dude, Trump, and he can't, Trump can't resist. Has he replied?
I think he did. Yeah, he tweeted, but here, let me find that. Here's Kimberly Guilfoyle talking to a real fucking genius, Greg Gutfeld on the Five.
Damn.
Here's a bunch of white people.
Yeah, he's a fucking douche.
On Fox, quote, news, unquote.
In obscure loser news, Bow Wow is back. Bow Wow previously known as Lil Bow Wow, previously known as washed up rapper, previously known as washed up actor, currently known as dumb and desperate.
Ah, listen to this hard hitting journalism from Greg Gutfeld.
Wow. Is that Trump saying? Did Trump write that?
Well, he probably crossed out the N-word in the copy. He's like, you can't say that one.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. It's on camera. Yeah. You can say
came
that.
To Snoop Dogg's defense after Mr. Trump tweeted about Snoop's video in which he mock shoots the president. Bow Wow, also known as Shad Moss, also known as Tiny Shaft, also known as Sad Little Bitch.
Oh, my God.
He is a dog, mind you. Tried to make a bigger name for himself by tweeting this.
Like they're offended. Like these assholes on the panel at Fox News.
Oh, that was on Greg. Fox News?
Greg, I can't. Yeah.
He said whiny little bitch on Fox News.
That seems crazy.
On the Five.
You couldn't do that when we were kids. You couldn't say hell or damn when we were kids on cable.
He's talking about a black guy. It's okay.
Yeah.
Well.
We're progressive.
He probably looks like a
Ayo, real Donald Trump, shut your punk ass up talking bleep about my Uncle Snoop Dogg. Before we pimp your wife.
So they can say punk ass, but they can't say shit.
Wife and make her work for us. So Lil Weenie just threatened the first lady with sexual enslavement. I'd say that's a crime and punishable by jail time. But given the career of Lil Shad.
That's punishable by jail time.
Based in what reality? And
reading that shit is punishable. Is that what he's talking
someone
about?
On Twitter?
Right.
I'm going to pimp your wife. What does that even mean? What does he mean by that?
I'm going to make her be a prostitute for
again.
Snoop
Oops,
Dogg.
I mean, allegedly.
A.K.A. knee pad Shad. That would be a step up. It's got to be hard 20 years on to change nothing but your name. Meanwhile, don't hold your breath for any feminist or media outrage. It's not.
Meanwhile, Bow Wow would kick the fuck out of Greg Gutfeld. Like big
talking
macho
to him, like, he's not
Greg.
Still a kid, dude.
Yeah. He's not 8 years old.
He got rid of Lil. Just Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Not like he threatened Michelle Obama. Different rules apply. See, since Trump once said sexist stuff, Melania's open game. That's the argument from some feminists who are looking for any excuse to smear the woman.
Feminists are looking for any excuse to smear Melania Trump.
Yeah, a lot of feminists going after her.
Since fucking when?
Haven't heard any, but maybe I wasn't listening.
In Gutfeld's head,
right?
Apparently.
What cowards they are. Oh, well, the washed-up rapper has since deleted that tweet. I guess that makes Bow Wow a big meow.
Oh, my goodness.
Well done. Thank you.
He was reading that, by the way. He wrote that shit. That was on the prompter.
What the fuck is he saying? A what?
A neat meow
or something.
Like a tiny meow instead of a big bark.
A little pussy.
Oh, okay. He's a cuck. Is that what he's saying?
He's a cuck.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back after
you just destroyed whatever little bit of
he is a big meow
left.
Meow.
I want to know what Trump's
response
is. I like
the knee pad thing.
Yeah.
I like the knee pad thing. Trump tweeted on March 15th. Can you imagine what the outcry would be if Snoop Dogg, failing career and all, had aimed and fired the gun at President Obama? Jail time.
Well,
he wouldn't have.
Which
but,
not, no. But he would
yeah,
have.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have done that.
He wouldn't have done that.
That's right. That's another universe that doesn't exist.
What about the universe? Imagine the universe we lived in if you found pictures of Michelle Obama topless in a magazine in Playboy.
Yeah.
People would lose their fucking balls.
That's where both parties have to go. You know, we can't both be. You know, we can't go that far. You know, like
right.
There has to. That's what we're missing. That they've managed to take away is, it's become donkeys versus elephants, and like people don't feel as unified. I think as they once did.
I mean,
but I could be wrong about that. I wasn't alive during this time. I mean, I just feel like the two parties hate each other. Like, do you think that Republicans and Democrats have hated each other like they do now?
No. Fuck no.
Do you think liberals of the 60s had the animosity for their counterpart as we do now?
Well, 1860s.
Yeah. Well, also, too, we're kind of in a unique time, maybe. I mean, we have this Freedom Caucus, and we have a... I mean, the Republicans right now are embracing, like, deal breakers. I think that's the problem. Like, you know, by not everybody being on board with marriage equality, you're saying gay people are less than straight people, and... You know what I mean? And you got a president who wants to have a Muslim ban. I mean, they're doing inherently racist things where I don't know how you tolerate that.
I mean, and the president before him bombed like a ton of people and kids and families and put travel restrictions and deported more Mexicans than any president in U.S. history.
Right.
And he's a progressive. And if you ask the right, he's a liberal communist.
That's insane.
And the real truth is he's a Republican. And so are the other guys. And there's no real left anymore.
Clinton in took the care government. Of that. Yeah, Bill Clinton took care of that with that neoliberalism.
Oh, yeah.
There's no representation of the real left in government. Some people think they're being represented, and they're like towing the party line, and that's fine. I mean, I respect those people more than the counterpart, but the whole thing's done. It's done. I mean, every administration has proliferated policies that hurt immigrants and hurt minorities and hurt the poor, and proliferated mass incarceration and hurt people selling pot and, you know, hurt the environment, proliferated global war. It's American.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's all come together because we're all doing it. We're all paying for it, too.
Yeah, we're not really the shining city on the hill.
Yeah, Iran hates us for a pretty good reason.
Right. Yeah, you think if you live in the middle of nowhere in some desert in the Middle East and your village got fucking vaporized by some fucking robot bird in the sky... Yeah.
Or you
give a fuck.
The CIA got rid of the democratically elected dude there and put in that fucking Shah. That's why they were pissed.
And every other country around the world.
Right, right.
I mean, we're playing global chess with the lives of poor people all over the world. And here we're just being like made sick by chemicals and the environment and drugs and pills and sugars and awful shit and brainwashed and having our rights taken away and being poor. But in other parts, the equivalent of us are like running from a bomb.
Yeah. The sugar thing is killing me.
So we're still real lucky compared to what white men are doing elsewhere around the world.
Oh, that's true.
But to think that they think so little of human life that they'll kill a million people over 15 years in the Middle East, but they care enough about other white Americans to not fake some kind of attack to justify war is insane to think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you know how many people we kill for no reason other than money, if you know that and then think they wouldn't also kill us if they needed to for whatever reason is...
That's where Trump was right.
Pretty naive.
When he's like, we're not so innocent.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, he was licking...
And I don't even mind... at the time. Hey, let's stop being at war with... The Cold War is not over. I mean, it's always us versus Russia. It is. And we give money to places like Egypt because if we don't, Russia will. We don't give it to them just because we're
We love them. Yeah.
So I disagree with Trump on that. He's like, we need to pull aid from these. Like, dude, if you pull aid, Russia will step in where we take out.
Oh, yeah.
But I love the idea of, like, not doing that anymore, not fighting against Russia and being like, let's make an agreement and live with that, you know, like a real one and hold each other accountable and like you can have these countries and we'll take theirs and we won't interfere with you in the, you know?
Yeah.
Like if that could happen, then we could dial back. I don't think it will happen under Trump. I'm just saying just the simple premise of I'm okay with possibly moving towards not being at infinite odds with another superpower.
Yeah, Obama tried to reset the relationship that had kind of soured. It didn't really work. But when you got Uncle Nipples riding a bear with his shirt off,
Uncle Nipples
into Crimea and
what licking, if he would have led the charge
and licking like, the taint of kind of circling the hole of Ukraine.
Ooh.
It ain't cool.
Right.
So how are you going to be buddies when he's trying to slip it inside our allies without permission?
I don't fucking know.
We would never do that.
Well, right.
Right.
Can't imagine going into another country and taking what's not yours.
Right. And that's the issue.
They also killed people, like 30,000.
Right. We have no moral high ground. That's the problem. We used to, well, I don't know if we ever did, but we used to pretend we did.
Yeah. Well, so we went in a lot of people's arguments even after Saddam was dead and we knew there was no WMDs and all. I mean, years later, I had multiple people make the argument, well, he killed a bunch of his own people. Mm-hmm. Like, he killed 3,200 people 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So we're like, we'll teach you, you son of a gun. We're going to come kill a million people now.
Right.
Like,
I mean,
what an insane argument.
It really is. How many people died in the Iraq War? How many Iraquis?
Hundreds of thousands, they think.
Quarter of a million, yeah. Maybe. Shock and awe.
A lot of entities say around a million civilian casualties altogether in the Middle East in the last 15 years.
And we even bragged about how we did it. Shock and awe. Remember that Rumsfeld with the shock and awe shit? Make a couple movies.
Hero. Oh, yeah. Watch this hero shoot this non-hero that's just fighting for his freedom, too. Like,
yeah.
I have this, like... like, weird feeling that, like, maybe they're not even that religious. They're like, no, we're shooting you. You guys can't speak Arabic. No, we're saying get out of our country. We just want to go back to farming.
Most of the people.
Whose head was that? Oh, yeah. That was a dummy. It was like the Snoop Dogg video. It wasn't real.
Yeah. Kimberly Guilfoyle in that in that clip goes on to say, we got to bail. Goes on to say that... She says, kill them. I think it would be fantastic if it's Snoop and wannabe Snoop got a visit from like the federal marshals and let's see how tough and gangster they are then.
Oh God.
White people be getting wow. a little violent over there on Fox News.
God damn.
Hey, but she is absolutely true. Because those are the real gangsters.
Why do they say whiny?
Those law enforcement officers are definitely more gangster.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the fucking problem. But thanks for bragging about it like a goddamn criminal mastermind, bitch.
Whiny little bitch. That's what they said.
We got to get going. Thanks for listening to us live, everybody. And thanks to Cliff for being here at Cliff Cash Comedy.
Hey, follow me on Instagram. I take a lot of nature photos and things.
Is it at Cliff Cash Comedy on Instagram also?
Waterfalls.
There's a picture of him scaling a boulder.
A picture of him scaling a boulder. You can also go to cliffcashcomedy.com.
<The rope.
laughs> Yeah.
Cliffcashcomedy.com. Find out his schedule. He's going to be doing some comedy near you.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly.
Oh, yeah. All around you.
Thanks, forever. Man. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, dudes.
Don't forget, follow us on the Twitter and all our social medias and all that bullshit. Don't forget our Amazon hole. Circle around that and enter. And we get a little taste. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. And it doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, @RatedRComedy. His Instagram feed, @RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We're back tomorrow for Faithless Friday, mofos. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Tickles and nibbles.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.